JCC Coaches Show here on KKOJ, and it's the football season review. And of course, back-to-back undefeated state titles and a hard-fought victory for sure at the end. We're talking to Tom Schuler about that success and also the season in general. Coach, thank you as always for your time.
Hey, glad to be here, especially after victory.
So let's talk about that victory in particular. I mean, you talked about it right after it as well, and people have heard that, but especially after kind of letting it sink in a little bit. What does it mean and how did you do it?
Well, it means a ton. Very stressful when you think you are the best team from the time you step foot into off-season workouts to preseason through the season. That's a lot of pressure. The only acceptable result as a coach is to win the whole thing. Now, that's a very large burden to put on you. If you win games, it's not by enough. If the carrot keeps getting moved. You know, we told the kids that's the way it's going to be to prepare them for it. And I thought they did a really nice job of weathering it. And now you know why it's so hard to win a state title with all the things that went wrong in that football game. One of the ways we could have lost to Goodhue was exactly what we did. We had all the ingredients mixed in the bowl for a loss. But luckily, we had a lot of grit to withstand an incredible amount of mistakes. Our defense just got put behind the eight ball time and time again. Actually, a miraculous performance to only allow two scores with the field position they had. We talked about the one thing you can't always figure out with tape. How is your line going to match up with their line? You think you know, but you don't know until the guys line up, put their hand on the ground, and both of our lines just ripped them limb for limb. And that's one of the ways the offense and defensive lines were like a gigantic eraser with some bad graffiti on the chalkboard. And they were able to erase all of that. Playing behind that kind of noise on the defensive line is a lot easier. And the offensive line just did a great job of pushing them around. Cale Enderkin coming in incredibly difficult circumstances and weathering the storm. Any coaching errors you make will normally end up biting you in the butt. And we just didn't get him enough reps in practice in the last couple weeks. So that's 100% on me. But he was able to weather the storm, get his mind together. And then Carson came back in, basically on one leg. One of the grittier things I've ever seen for him to come back on the field and get through that. So a lot of gritty performances out there.
And, of course, that offense scores the most points ever for JCC. Of course, the man leading that offense, the young man, Roman Voss, has many, many of the JCC individual records as well. And that defense as well kind of was at its best when you needed it most. And you could say that for Roman and other parts of the offense as well, especially him as you get down the stretch of that game and also kind of around the season as well.
Yeah, and we had talked about, I think the turning point of the year for the defense was after the first LeSueur-Henderson game, using as a measuring stick, where are we with the players we have? Who's going to need to do this? And that was the only time during the season that I said to myself, that's not good enough to win a state title. So we had to make some changes. We made them. And from that point on, the defense, we put a lot more time into the defense in practice. But, offense takes longer to develop, so you end up putting more time into it, and we got a little bit behind on defense, and we were really trying hard to develop depth, but all those things, after game seven, I think you started seeing the defense play well. You won't win a title without a good defense, and you found out on Friday why that is.
What are the traits that you haven't already mentioned that you will remember best about this particular team?
Well, just the grittiness, like Colander coming back in, Farmer, most people don't know, probably made the play of the game and is undetected. We're getting tired up front. We need to rush the passer. It's evident they're going to throw. And Kaysen had been playing some defensive tackle on the scout team. And when we were simulating Caledonia's speed and all their stunts and running upfield, he was one of the guys simulating that. And I just wanted him to go in and do that. And he drew an enormous holding penalty. It might have been their last drive that put them behind the sticks that, everybody, I just assumed it was Ripke and Frecking Lou just tore people limb for limb on defense. I mean, everybody else played well. They were out of this world good where they were virtually unblockable. In fact, we probably helped Cade too much. We were so concerned about the quarterback scrambling that we were taking drastic measures. It's one of the reasons the curl was open. We were doing some things back there to help. Turned out he didn't need that much help. I think he lost containment one time in a football game against a guy that's like about like Harry Houdini back there, as you saw. One time he jumped up in the air, had his feet off the ground, and completed about a 30-yard pass. I mean, that guy, there's a reason he's going to be going to Marshall to play Division II basketball. He's a phenomenal athlete. We were able to, hats off, shutting down number 32, who ripped everybody else apart. But it's hard to rip people apart when you get the ball and you're already having to cut, because we got people in the backfield, not just on block, playing off blocks, through blocks, around blocks. That was impressive to be able to shut down 32 and contain number one. We knew we couldn't, but I think every film we had, he had a 70-yard run down the right sideline. So, you know, number three had numerous catches. He got some catches, but we made some great plays on him too. So I was really proud of both sides. I guess, you know, being a line coach, especially the offensive line and defensive line, I thought when you evaluate a football team, the first thing you look for us to be decent, we have to be good up front on both sides of the ball. And this, you know, I know Roman is a once-in-a-lifetime player. Most people don't get it, man, and so was Weston Rao. Mm-hmm. But the guys around him are really good, too. You can't win with two people. There's 22 people that have to be out there, and two of them, they can really help and do damage, but they can't do it themselves, and I thought everybody pitched in and did a great job.
And I think them realizing that is one of my favorite things about each of them as well, Roman and Weston, realizing that everybody has to be able to do it. Evan Bartholomew, Ben Gallagher, Isaac Hesbeck, Austin O'Reilly, Blaze Helmer, Carson Colander, we've talked about already a little bit as well, Mason Foster, Cade Frecking-Lew, along with Weston Rao and Roman Voss, with their all-star showcase that they're still going to be in and all that. 10 seniors, the class of 2026, and they repeated history for JCC.
Yeah, all those guys contributed heavily. Every single one of them got to start a football game, which is special. You know, I think in the last 4 years were something like 49-2 or something ridiculous, but those guys, that class has not lost like hardly any football games in their career. So, you know, it's one of the things we always like to say is don't take for granted being on a good football team. Some of us athletes, and there's good athletes on other teams too. There's just not enough of them, and they can't, you know, they don't get to go to U.S. Bank every year. My granddaughter thinks that's just what you do in this time of year, because for her whole lifetime we've been there. But gosh, I hope it can go on forever, but someday we'll look back and say, wow, that was impressive. You don't do it while you're doing it because you're looking at the next thing, but this is the kind of time where you de-escalate a little bit, especially for an old grandpa. Because that thing was stressful, but after you can take a breath, then watch the game a couple times. I'm just watching the telecast. I think I got to about the fourth quarter where you can watch it where your heart rate isn't over 200 and you're like, oh boy, okay, who are we going to get? Hey, Nolan, who's fresh at D-tackle? Nobody. Okay, all right, Farmer, get in there. But, yeah, it's a special thing, and, you know, it's what keeps you – very addictive. It keeps you coming back for more as a player and a coach. It just – it's a special feeling. When you're around it, you get the vibe on it. When you're in it, it just seeps out of the players, and it's so fun to be around these guys. And the behind-the-scenes things that aren't so serious that I really enjoy, and a great year for the Huskies again. We wore that expectations. They wore them well, and we're able to finish it out.
Yeah, finished off the way you wanted it to happen, of course. And so, yeah, 2025 in review, of course, all that history that's made and some even repeated. They hadn't been an undefeated JCC champion. Then all of a sudden this year you have another one, and that's what you expected. That's what you wanted to do, and you're able to accomplish that. Any other thoughts at all on this season and how you're going to remember it?
Well, just, you know, real appreciative of you guys' coverage, pilot, all the parents, the donations for like going to Buffalo Wild Wings, the kids going and cleaning the racetrack. Then it rares up, man, we really need to go in and practice. We couldn't find anywhere. Finally, we found Mankato, and it was spendy, but we had raised enough money through the kids working to get it. Those are the behind-the-scenes things that you're trying to cover cover every base in the offseason, and we were able to do that. And all those things contribute to winning and losing, and just happy with the kids' effort. The community, so supportive. It's a special thing. We hope we represented the school well, and they will only, you know, understand it even more as they get older.
And how about going forward? Because obviously want to appreciate the moment that you're in, the special time, and all that. And so we don't have to look ahead if you don't want too hard, but there's going to be some fun guys that made major contributions this year that are going to be fun to watch next year as well as you reload.
The reload is the correct word. You know, the cupboard is not bare. We've still got some great football players coming back. We've got some guys I think can be really good that are just pups right now. You know, who's the next Brody Anderson? Now, you don't see that with a freshman coming in. I mean, he works so hard that I told the kids you have to beat in the preseason. He was designated the number one corner. He's that good. You have to beat him out. I don't go by grade. I go by talent. So if you're good enough to play, you will. And he was good enough to play. All the things we mentioned, he made probably the best catch in JCC history. When it was thrown, I thought the ball was out of bounds. I thought, oh man, now we got second and 10 all of a sudden. He's got it. We're running up to try to get a playoff like the NFL just in case he was out of bounds, which he was not. I mean, he got his whole knee in. It was a phenomenal catch. And you forget that he is a freshman, but it's a good thing to forget. That means that's how well he's playing on both sides of the ball. A two-way player as a freshman, don't get very many of those in any program, much less the one that has won as much as we have in the last few years.
Could go on for a long time talking about some of the best memories as well as reasons to get excited for the future. But right now we'll say just congratulations for now and forever as far as back-to-back championships. And best of luck as you go forward as well.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Kempson.
That's Tom Schuler, the Hall of Famer, after the back-to-back undefeated state titles for Jackson County Central football on the JCC Coaches Show.